This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is the Tuesday, June 21st edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. We'll set you up in 10 minutes with everything you need to know heading into the weekend slate of games. Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. It's Anita Marks, along with my dogs. Of course, you just heard one in the background. I'm rolling solo today. No playoff, a Tyler or an Aaron or a Doug or a Joe, but let's get right to it. And let's start with some Major League Baseball. Big game tonight, Yankees and Rays. We saw Gerrit Cole dominate last night, right? 12 strikeouts, took a no-no into the eight. Love Nasty Nestor tonight. Usually he plays off that energy from Gerrit Cole. He's 6-2 with a 1.94 ERA. So how am I playing this? I'm going to play the Yankees on the run line. You can get that at plus 105. I'm also going to play them on a parlay with them winning on the money line as well as the total over of 6.5 runs. You can get that at plus 155 and Nasty Nestor getting the win at plus 125. Again, I think he's going to feed off Gerrit Cole, that energy, that momentum going into tonight. The Yankees, they're 4-1 their last five games with a plus 15 run differential. Unbelievable. 74% win rate. They're averaging 5 runs a game. They've got the 10th best batting average in Major League Baseball. Meanwhile, for the Rays, Fleming will be on the bump for the Rays. He's got a 6.38 ERA, only an 18% strikeout rate. Yankees don't strike out, although they quite a few last night, to my surprise. But nonetheless, the Rays also, they struggle offensively, 24th in Major League Baseball. They're 1-4 with a -4 score margin in their last five games. So I do believe that the Yankees roll tonight. Some other Major League Baseball games I'm eyeing. Let's talk about the Braves. I like them against the Giants. I've got them on the run line at plus 110. I also like them in the first five at minus 120. Spencer Strider will be on the bump for the Braves. He's 3-2 with a 2.45 ERA. He's been pretty solid. And as we know, the Braves have been great as of late. They've won 16 of their last 18. They're playing well. A lot of motivation for them because they're 5.5 games back from the Mets, who continue to win as well. So I do like the Braves tonight. And another play, talking about the Mets, I'm rolling with them on the money line at plus 110 against Houston. Also, I like them first five scoring over 2.5 runs for the Mets. Williams is on the bump for them. He's got a 3.21 ERA. He's only given up 3 runs in his last 5 starts, and he's a long reliever, so we might see the bullpen early. No concern there. The Mets, their bullpen, one of the best in Major League Baseball with a 3.64 ERA. The Mets as well have been just as hot as Atlanta has been. They've won 7 of their last 10, and they're great against right-handed pitchers. And you've got your kitty going for Houston. He's got a 6.16 ERA right now with a 17% K rate. So I do believe the Mets do extremely well tonight. And again, I think there's some good value on the money line at plus 110. So those are my Major League Baseball plays for this Tuesday night. I'm off the next few days. And of course, we've got the Travelers Championship in golf that is taking place. So I thought, I know I'm a day early, but I'll give you some of the winners and some of the plays that I'm going to make. Hopefully they'll be winners. Some of the plays that I'm going to make heading into Thursday's tournament. So again, it's the Travelers. It takes place in Connecticut. It's one of the shortest courses that's on tour. That's one of the tour stops. But still, golfers that drive the ball far actually do extremely well here. You don't get in a lot of trouble driving the ball far off the tee box. So where am I rolling? I'm going with Rory to win it at 9-1. He's got a great track record here at TPC River Highlands. Tied for 17th or better all three starts, his last three starts here. His putting, and this is really, I buried the lead, putting is the key winning here. And his putting has been off the charts. He was first in strokes gained putting at Brookline coming off the U.S. Open, where he was plus almost 10 strokes, unbelievable, against the field in putting. So if that flat stick continues to be hot, chances are he's going to win it here. He's third strokes gained off the tee and top 20 in approach. To finish in the top five, I'm going with Sungjae Im. You can get that at 6-1. I loved him last week. I picked him to win the U.S. Open. Unfortunately, he missed the cut by one stroke. He got the bad draw. The bad draw was the PM start on Thursday and the AM start on Friday, unfortunately, because of the winds and bad weather conditions. But the one thing about him that I like is he does well, always bouncing back from tournaments that he misses the cut. And that was a pretty big one because his metrics, he's been off the charts this season. 12th in strokes gained off the tee, second in par four scoring. That's a big metric to win here at the Travelers as well. Eighth in approach and third in scrambling. So Sungjae Im to finish in the top five at 6-1. Now a little deeper down the road, top 20, give me McCarthy at 2-1. He's coming in hot from the U.S. Open. He made the cut, and on Saturday and Sunday, he shot a pair of 68s, which was really, really impressive because we know how difficult that course was playing. His putting, his flat stick has been great. At the U.S. Open, he ranked 8th in driving accuracy and 5th in greens and regulation. So I think McCarthy, it's a short trip, right, from Massachusetts to Connecticut. So I think he picks up where he left off. And to finish in the top 40, Patrick Rodgers at plus 140. This is a great feel-good story. This is his this is his favorite tour stop. Why? Really special. This was the first tournament he played in ever when he made it on tour. And he's made the cut 6 of his last 7 starts. In fact, he came in 3rd in 2016. So this is a track that he plays well. Chances are he is going to make the cut. And I really like his odds to finish in the top 40 at plus 140. So there you have it. 3 Major League Baseball plays for tonight, as well as a look ahead to the Travelers Championship. Hopefully I've presented some winners for you. That's it for today. It's funny, you know, you do this podcast alone, you do hit it within 10 minutes, if not shorter. So bets that we promise. Please do us a favor. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow if you're enjoying the podcast. It helps us out tremendously. And good luck on this Tuesday, June 21st edition of our Daily Wager podcast.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.